dedicating the shiur לרפואת יצחק אייזיק בן מיכל, מיכל שלמה בן מיכל, שמעון עוזר בן דינה, רפואה שלמה.
אמן.
עולם ישראל, שמח, שמח, וניסים.
גם לרב שלום,
רפואה. שלום בן ימנה, חמודי. בעזרת השם. So, כמה צריך התחזקות, אוה, אוה. Now I understand the rabbit. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. How much we need to have it chazkut? Mamash, mamash, mamash. Baruch Hashem. So, Bezrat Hashem, Rabbeinu Torah Lamed Gimel, Likutei Moharan, Torah Lamed Gimel, 33, in part bet, וצריך לדעת, paragraph bet, וצריך לדעת, and a man should know, שמלוא כל הארץ כבודו, that all of the world full with Hashem יתברך. ולית אתר פנוי מיניהן. There is no place that Hashem is not there. ואי הוא and he, Hashem יתברך. It's all written in the Zohar הקדוש. ממלא כל אלמין. He's filling all of the world. וסובב כל אלמין and surrounds all of the world. ואפילו מי שעוסק במסע ומתן באקום, and even a man that works between the goyim, the non-Jews, לא יכול להתנצל ולומר, he cannot say I'm sorry, אי אפשר לעבוד את השם יתברך, I cannot serve השם יתברך מחמת אביות וגשמיות שנופל תמיד עליו, because of thickness and all of the destruction, distractions, all right, this is right, that falls on him all of the time, מחמת העסק, because that is a business, שעוסק תמיד עמהם, that he's working with them, because, כי כבר גילו לנו חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, because the rabbis told us from the Gemara generation, שבכל דברים גשמיים, that even in all of the physical things, ובכל לשונות העקום, in all the languages of the non-Jews, יכול למצוא בהם אלוקות. A man can find God in them. כי בלא אלוקותו, because without Hashem, אין להם שום חיות וקיום כלל. Nothing can exist. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ואתה, and you, Hashem, מחיה את כולם. You're reviving, you're giving life to everyone. לבד, just only one thing, שהחיות ואלוקות הזה שם, בצמצום גדול ובמיעוט. The amount of spirituality, the light that Hashem is putting in those places are very, very small. רק כדי חיונו, just only what it takes להחיותו, to keep it alive, ולא יותר, but not more, not that it's going to develop, just only that it will not going to die. כי הקדוש ברוך הוא, because הקדוש ברוך הוא צמצם את אלוקותו, he
diminishes,
restricts. עד נקודת המרכז של עולם הגשמי, until the center of the physical world, ששם מדור הקליפות, and over there the husks are staying. ובכל מה שמשתלשל יותר ומצטמצם יותר למטה, and to every place that הקדוש ברוך הוא is מצמצם, constricting himself more, lower, אלוקותו מלובש שם, so over there his spirit is covered over there במלבושים רבים יותר, in more outfits, in more coverings. On that I want to tell you one small thing, that actually it's written that Rabbi Yochanan קרא למנה מכבדותה, that Rabbi Yochanan said that the honor of the man is his clothes. So actually, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is covering himself more and more and hiding himself more and more, this is his honor. This is his honor. The honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that he is giving life to the righteous people. This is obvious that he's going to do. The greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more honor that we should respect the Kadosh Baruch Hu is that He is giving life to people like us, to people that came from the depths, to people that came from such far distance. This is His honor. וזה שגילו חכמנו זיכרונון מברכה, and this is what the rabbis, the holy rabbis told us, ופתחו לנו פתח, an opening for us, שהמשכיל ידע ויבין, that the one that looks to understand, the one that looks for Hashem, gonna understand, שבכל הדברים גשמיים, that in all of the physical things, יש אלוקותו וחיותו, his light, his spirit of Hashem יתברך is over there. כמו שאמרו חכמנו, זכרונם לברכה עליי, it's written in the Gemara, מנחות למד דלת, תת וקט פי שתיים, פת באפריקה שתיים, that you can find in the languages, in other languages, in Katpe and in Afrika, the language of Africa, that you can learn from those languages to see that they also contain the wisdom of Lashon HaKodesh, of the holy language of us, Lashon HaKodesh. להודיע שבכל לשונות העקום, to tell us that in all of the languages of the non-Jews, יש שם אלוקותו המחיה אותה. There is over there the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives life to that language, to that nation. וזה שמביא בירושלמי, and this is what it's written in ירושלמי. אם יאמר לך אדם איכן אלוקיך, if a man gonna ask you, where's your God? תאמר לו בכרך גדול שברומי. Tell him in the biggest and largest city that in Rome. שנאמר, that it's been said, אליי קורא מסעיר, that Hashem is calling me from סעיר, from the biggest city of Rome. נמצא שזה האדם, so actually now we can see that that man ששאל איכן אלוקיך, that ask you, where's your God? בוודאי הוא משוקע במדור הקליפות. For sure that he is stuck over there in the place of all husks. כי הוציא את עצמו מן הכלל, because he divide himself from the public, from the people that believes in Hashem, because he asked you, where is your God? He haven't asked you, where is God? Where is Elohim? He asked you, where is your God? Means that he doesn't believe. וכפר בעיקר, doesn't believe in Hashem. שאמר, איכן אלוקיך, that he asked, where is your God? ונדמה לו, and it looks to him, שבמקומו, that is his place, אין שם אלוקים, there is no God over there. וכן תאמר לו, so then you should tell him, אפילו במקומך, even in your place, שאתה משוקע במדור הקליפות, that you're in the place of all husks, all imaginations, גם כן שם תוכל למצוא אלוקותו, over there also you, gonna be able to find God, כי הוא מחיה את הכל, because he gives life to everything, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ואתה מחיה את כולם, and don't stop, by rebuking him, by telling him, look, you can find Hashem, something else, you should tell him also, ומשם אתה, and from there you, יכול לדבק את עצמך בו יתברך, you can glue yourself to him יתברך, to Hashem יתברך, to praise Hashem, means Rabbeinu is not just telling you, can you, דמה שתשיב לאפיקורס, no, how you can answer to him, show him, God is over there, bring him proofs from science, from I don't know what, from, and to tell him, God is over there, God is also there, no, 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 tell him, don't worry, you also can talk to Hashem Yitbarach. Even if you're going through what that you're going through, you can always talk to Hashem Yitbarach. Like that Rabbi Natan told us that he had so strong questions, so hard, kushiya, that none of the righteous people in that generation could solve him, for him. And he went, and he asked, and he investigated, and he was crying on that, and praying on that. He didn't know how to solve his problem. And when he came to Rabbeinu in the first time, Rabbeinu looked at him and told him, on every problem that you have in your life, you can talk to Hashem Yitbarach on it. Rabbi Natan said, that moment I realized that Rabbeinu, this is the righteous man of the generation. This is the solution. It's the most easiest answer that covers all of the questions. A Baal Tshuva, it's a man that has got one answer. He's not Baal Tshuvot. He doesn't own answers. He doesn't know how to answer all of the questions with different answers. He's got only one Tshuva, one answer. Faith. Hashem. There is nothing except of Hashem. And everything is good. And you can also feel that. And you can also, if you're just going to start talking to Hashem. A few students here in the class asked me, I believe that Hashem exists, but I don't know Him. I don't feel Him. I just in my sechel, in my wisdom, I know that Hashem exists, but where is He? I told them all, if you're going to start, get used to talk to Him daily. Every day talk to Him. If you're going to talk to Him more and more and more, you're going to remember Him more and more and more. Until that connection, that relationship between you, will never going to stop. Nothing going to separate between you. You're going to love Hashem Yitbarach, and Hashem going to show you His love. It all depends on how you talk. If you're talking from the bottom of your heart, diburim hayotzim min halev, words that comes out from the heart, nichnasin el halev, getting straight into the heart of the one that listens to you. And if you're talking to Hashem Yitbarach from the bottom of your heart, no matter what you say, if it's truth, if it's coming out from your heart, from your painful heart, from the sorrow that you have, from the grief that you have, from the difficulties, even like Rabbeinu is saying in Torah 12, in the second part of Likutei Moran, if you just want to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayeh, where are you, Ribono Shel Olam, where are you? This is a question that doesn't show a lot on faith, that you are holding high in the level of faith. That you're asking, Ribono Shel Olam, where are you? Ayem Mekom Kvodo La'aretzo. Where is Hashem? Where is the place of Hashem to admire Him? Where is He? How can I love Him? How can I appreciate Him? How can I thank Him? Look how many people are dying every day. Look how many people are suffering. How many divorce? How many sicknesses? How many children are sick? How many people are suffering? And I don't know what. And people don't have Parnassah, don't have Zivugim, don't have Shalom Bayit. And how can I thank Hashem Yitbarach? This is the question. Rabbeinu is saying on that question, Ayeh, where is Hashem, becomes to be the sacrifice. Ayeh Haseh Le'ola, this is that ram that Avraham Avinu was sacrificing instead of Yitzchak. It becomes to be Ayeh, where is He? Haseh Le'ola, this is the sacrifice. If you just for one moment, for one breath of a hair from a Shavrir Shel Shnia,
fraction of a second.
That one. Just trying to see Hashem. Even if you don't see Him, you're just asking, where are you? With the voice that you have. Your broken voice. With your sorrow. With your tears. With your frustration. You're screaming, Gevald, where are you, Hashem? I don't see you, but where are you? I want to see you. That thing that you're doing is so important. That it's a sacrifice. That is, how you say, Mavi Mechila, Mochel.
Forgives.
Bring forgiveness to all of the Avonot, to all of lack of faith that you had before, one moment before. In the moment that a man is attaching himself to Hashem Yitbarach, it's like magnet, it's like electricity, it's like Hashmal. In that moment you touched it, this is it, you're there, you've been purified. It's like mikveh. This is it, you put that thing in the mikveh, it's pure, you cannot change it, this is it. You touched Hashem for one moment, this is it, you become to be one with Hashem. You united yourself with Hashem Yitbarach in your thought. You haven't made no effort, like we talked last week on Rish Lakish. He just accepted on himself, Yoko Torah Mitzvah, just accepted. He haven't kept one mitzvah yet, he haven't learned one verse, nothing. And he become to be already, this is Rish Lakish. This, it was already Rish Lakish in that moment. 1 minute before, it was a criminal, it was a gangster, it was a robber. And he accepted on himself, tshuva, this is it. In that moment, he become to be Rish Lakish. The same Rish Lakish that people are afraid to mention his name, shaking Rish Lakish. The student of Rabbi Yochanan, frightening! Such a tzaddik, such a hero, that mamash made a complete tshuva, and so many halachot we're learning from him, so many things we're learning from him. That pillar of fire, that fire that came down from heaven, when it started, in a small will, he wanted to do tshuva. He regret on his avonot. He said, from now on, I want Hashem to serve you. This is it, it's enough. Yetzer Hara is saying to you, it's not enough. Look at your actions. Look what you're doing. Look how much you're sinning. How much you're talking Lashon Hara. What are you doing? You're rebuking people. You're fighting with people. You're ignoring important things. You're forgetting. You're not learning enough. It's all the method of the Yetzer Hara. It's all Lashon Hara. It's all Sitra Achra. To let you feel bad with yourself. To break your spirit. To push you down to sadness. To let you feel contaminated and not worthy. Who said that I'm worthy? Who said that Hashem loves me because I'm supposed to be worthy? Who is saying that Hashem loves me because that I'm worthy? Hashem loves me because He is kind. Hashem loves me because it is mercy, merciful. Hashem loves me because that He's got love that is enough even for someone like me. Who said that Hashem is supposed to love me because I'm righteous? Not supposed to be righteous. How that to kid who's gonna grow and not gonna sin? If he born in the city that I was born in, if he had that childhood that I had, if the friends that were surrounding him was the friends that were surrounding me, how can that boy gonna be a Talmid Chacham? Forget it, it wasn't an option. You think that Hashem is so Shalom blocked that he is angry that I'm not a Talmid Chacham? How could I be a Talmid Chacham? Which tools Hashem gave me in life that I'm gonna be a Talmid Chacham? In my life, in my neighborhood, with my family, with my parents, with my brothers, with my friends, with my body, all of my lusts and desires. How could I be righteous? How could I be pure? How could I be clean? How can I remember the rules of the Torah Kedoshah or the Shulchan Aruch? If until that I remember in my beginning of tshuva process, people would tell me about Mishnayot and Gemara. I didn't know what's the difference, but I didn't know the concept Mishnah. I didn't know the concept Mishnah when I was 20. I learned the first time what it means Mishnah, and there is Mishnah, and there is Gemara, only when I was 20. So now I'm supposed to finish all Shas before the age of 13. How can it be if you learned what it means Mishnah only when you were 20? And also then, we were so occupied in all of the nonsense and driving and going and talking and smoking and drinking and all of the hell of this world. So how you can be a Talmid Chacham? Only Rabbeinu said, Ani nahar amtaher mikol haktamim. I am a river that purifies from all stains. So that river, He is washing me. It not depends on me. I can try not to fight. I can try not to argue, not to disagree, not to fight, not to say, no, I'm not going to let you purify. No, alright. Rabbeinu said, bring sand and bring stones and I'm going to build wonderful buildings. This is what you should do. Another part of Gemara, another part of Mishnah, another few verses. What can I do? And when even I don't know what to do today, what can I do? I don't have the wisdom. You're sitting in yeshiva, you're supposed to be there. I'm not supposed to be a Talmid Chacham. Even though that I'm in yeshiva. The biggest benefit of them all that I'm sitting in yeshiva, that I'm not going outside free in the streets. This is the biggest of them all. This is that Baruch Hashem, Hashem saved the streets for me. He took me in, Baruch Hashem, in a better environment than prison, Baruch Hashem, between friends, Baruch Hashem, all busy, occupied, not destroying the world. Each and every one going to write his plans. If we're going to write our plans from the different lifetimes from before, it was crazy. We all planned to destroy the world. Each and every, together we could do that. This is why Kadosh Baruch Hu took us in, Baruch Hashem. Under arrest. Come. Solitary in Jerusalem. It's instead of Sibir. It's solitary now in Jerusalem, Baruch Hashem. There is Baruch Hashem, fourth floor, far from everything, cannot touch nothing. Windows with bars, you need bars in fourth floor. Yeah, they know the crazy people. Don't need bars in fourth floor, just for us. Special treatment, the solitary soft. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us with no connection to our level. Just because that He loves us, this is it. Simple as that. He loves you because He loves you. This is it. You're Jewish and He decided that you're going to be Jewish and every day you should thank Hashem Yitbarach on that. You're saying, Baruch Shelo Asani Goy, means that there was an option for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to choose to bring you down as a non-Jew, but He chose to make you a Jew and by that to give you the merit to live, to spend time with Him for eternity. Eternity, this is the concept that people are not talking about. Eternity. One of the rabbis explained that something that you're going to be able to understand what it means eternity. He said, fill the room with sand and take them out a little, make one small hole, let them go, but make that hole so small that one grain of sand going to come out from the room every 2 hours. This is how much time going to take you to empty the room through that hole. This is something that you can feel a little bit about eternity. Eternal life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be with Him forever.
in a world that's all good, just growing and growing and growing. And let's say that you're going to be the last one in the list. Let's say that you, that me, that we're going to be the smallest ones of them all, the emptiest ones of them all. Mamash, mamash, rikanim shabach, the most emptiest ones of them all. Only one mitzvah. You're going to come only with one mitzvah to the world to come. All right, let's say so. One mitzvah you kept. All right, that mitzvah is very small, very tiny. After 10,000 years in eternal world, in eternity, it's going to be bigger. It's going to grow a little bit. It's still going to be small, and all of your friends are going to be a lot bigger than you. You're right. But after another 10,000 years, you're going to achieve their level. And after another 10,000 years, you're going to achieve their new level. And you're always going to be the last one. But what do you care? And in infinity, it's not exist at all, first or last. It's all nonsense. You can say that the water that are in the depths are more lucky than the water that's in the shore, that is close to the shore. You cannot say that. It's water, and this is water, and they're all together, and it's all changing and all moving, and this is infinity, and no one can tell nothing about the world to come. Ein lo ra'ata Elokim zulatecha. No eye saw what there is over there. We're all waiting and hoping and praying. And for sure, that us, that Rabbeinu said, Malachem Nidog, why do you need to worry about it? I'm going in front of you, I'm going before of you. I'm opening the way for you. I'm building for each and every one of you wonderful buildings. Each and every one of us is going to have houses and lights and streets and world. And the Creator of Baruch Olam is promising each and every one of the people that are going to keep on serving Hashem Yitbarach on 120 until 120, he's going to give them 310 worlds to be the supervisor, the spiritual supervisor on them, like God, like the Creator. That promise that the Yetzer Hara told us, V'yitem ki Elokim, you're going to be like God, Yetzer Hara cannot lie. Why people have Yetzer Hara on certain issues? Why a man have ta'avat achila? Why a man wants to be with women? He wants to have money. Why? There is nothing over there. Really, there is nothing. No, there is very precious things over there. But the Yetzer Hara, he let you forget Hashem and to jump on those things without faith. And then you're losing. But actually, a man is not stupid to chase after something that's not exist. By being with women, you can have children. This is the bring life into the world. By eating, there are very spiritual, amazing, high sparks over there that you revive yourself with those. So there are things over there. Chasing after wisdom, people that are chasing even honor, chasing after honor. Honor is a very important thing, very holy thing. But the Yetzer Hara mislead us to forget Hashem and to jump after that thing with no connection to the Creator. But actually, all of those places are very, very holy in their being, in the source, in the beginning of their creation. Also, all of the fact that the Yetzer Hara is pushing us to that place that we will not going to respect ourselves, that we're going to make fun of ourselves, that we're going to hate ourselves, that we will not going to believe in ourselves, that we're going to hate ourselves. The truth is that this is what it calls humility. And you just need to bring Hashem back into the picture. And when you're going to remember Hashem Yitbarach and you're going to see all of your lackings, you're going to be humble. And this is the tachlit, this is the purpose, this is the goal. Yetzer Hara is pushing us to the tachlit, to the purpose. And he wants to win until the end that we're going to forget Hashem. But if we're just going to remember Hashem Yitbarach in our fallings, this is where you can believe in Hashem. This is where you can find Hashem. This is where you can find treasures on top of treasures. Your humility. The truth that you're zero, that you're nothing. Like we talked last week, without the avonot, without the sins, without the fallings, we would never be a vessel to contain the light of Hashem. We would never be humble. We would all be arrogant. I finished all Shas, and now I'm learning the Tur Shulchan Aruch, and soon I'm going to be a chief rabbi of Ezat Yeshiva, and I'm going to do that, and my wife, Baruch Hashem, everything is perfect, and we're rich, don't need to pray to Hashem in Barach or nothing, everything is good, but Hashem is not in the picture. The success is bringing the man to arrogance. Vayishman yeshurut vayivat. When Am Yisrael succeeding, they're starting to kick Hashem. They don't care about Hashem Yitbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu look for all good attributes to give to Am Yisrael, and he haven't found none except of poverty, aniyut. that because of poverty, a man is humble. And he knows that he's a zero. He cannot even bring bread to his Shabbos table. He's humble. He's begging to Ribono Shel Olam, please, I need food, Father. I need clothes to my children. I need new shoes, Ribono Shel Olam. We need to pay rent. We need money for the electricity bill. And you're begging to Hashem Yitbarach. And by that, you become to be humble. Humble means you become to be a vessel to contain the light of Hashem. Like the Baal HaSulam HaKadosh, he's saying that when a man is receiving the thing that he was praying on, that situation, he's receiving what that he was wishing for years he was praying. Now you receive that? The Baal HaSulam is saying it's not perfect. It's wrong. It's not good. What is good? When you're praying and you don't have it, this is perfect. Because then you want Hashem, and then you are humble and you're a vessel to contain Hashem. When you're a glass and you're full with wine, you cannot contain more wine. You cannot receive wine from the Creator. You feel like you're full. Full, like a fool, like a dumb. Full. You're full. You're a fool. Totally full. You cannot contain more. You cannot understand that Hashem Yitbarach, He is the one that is giving you, because you feel, I have it. I have it. It's mine. It belongs to me. Only when you have Yagata Umatzata, you put a lot of effort, and then you found Yagata, put effort. This is what it means to pray. That all of your success came out of a lot of effort. Then Ta'amin, then you're going to believe. What it means you're going to believe? You're going to believe that you received it from Hashem. But if lo yagata, if you haven't put no effort, and you matzata, you found it, oh, I become to be a Talmid Chacham, I'm a genius, I'm a millionaire, everything is good, everything is perfect. You haven't put no effort to achieve those things, al ta'amin, you will not gonna believe. Means you will not gonna believe that it's from Hashem, so it doesn't do no good for you. Like the Dari HaKadosh said, 500 years ago, to all of Am Yisrael, Dari HaKadosh, it's Nishmat Moshe. He said, everything that a man is receiving with no prayers, gonna damage him. Or in this world, or in the world to come. Or in this world already, you're gonna feel the damage. It's if Hashem gonna show you that He loves you, you're gonna feel that there is a certain lack in that thing. To do tshuva, to try to fix it. And if you will not gonna fix it in this world, you're not gonna feel it, chas v'shalom. In the world to come, you're gonna see that it was all wrong. All wrong. And the worst punishment in the world to come is the punishment of shame. That the man feel shame at himself. That he had so many good things. Hashem, when He's judging a man, He is forgiving on everything. He's saying to him, I forgive you. And then the man starts to feel bad. Then the man starts to feel ashamed. But when you were putting effort, when you were praying on everything, and like Rav Shalom said, you need to have a lot of courage for that. To say, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't want to receive nothing if I'm not praying on it. You have to have a lot of courage to say that to Hashem. But if you're going to say that, the reward that you're going to have is going to be 100%. Because on every situation that you're going to have in your life, you're going to call Hashem Yitbarach, and you're going to find Hashem Yitbarach. Because Karov Hashem Lechol Ko'av, because Hashem is close to everyone that call Him, to everyone that call Him with truth. Truth is your level. No matter where you're standing, you can be the worst one of Am Yisrael. You think that Moshe Rabbeinu was a liar that he said that he was so humble that he felt that he was the worst one? No. He knew it. For Moshe Rabbeinu it was a fact that he is the worst one of them all. And every Jew got that point that he is the worst Jew in the world. Everyone. Every Jew. Everyone. Every creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took each and every one of us when He created Adam HaRishon. He took earth from all four winds of earth. He was taking earth, and every one of us is a part of that earth. So each and every one of us have a certain attachment to the ground, to the lowest part of the world, to the physical world, that other people are not connected to that. Every one of us is the lower. Every one of us is the lower one. Every one of us. But also, each and every one of us have a soul. Means that each and every one of us have a certain attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the place that no one else has. This is why we're also the highest. This is why it Bodedut, this is the biggest level of them all. It Bodedut is the biggest gift that Bar Olam gave us, because only it Bodedut, this is the only mitzvah, that through that mitzvah you can reveal your unique light, your individual the gift that you received and no one else. Because Shemona Esrei, all of us are praying the same Shemona Esrei tefillin, we all have the same tefillin. And all of Shabbos and all of the mitzvot, the mikveh, it's the same mikveh. Only in Itbodedut. Even you yourself cannot do the same Itbodedut twice. Even if you're going to pray now half an hour on one issue and you're going to say, I have to pray another half an hour like that, the second half is going to be totally different. You're not able. Because everything is changing. This is why Itbodedut, this is the only part of your life that the connection with Hashem Yitbarach is individual, it's private, it belongs only to you. It's only you and Hashem Yitbarach. Only you and Hashem Yitbarach. Only you and Hashem Yitbarach. And when you're canceling yourself in the Itbodedut to Hashem Yitbarach, the amounts of light that a man can receive in Itbodedut, you cannot have it in thousands on thousands of years of learning Torah. Never. The light that comes down in the field cannot come nowhere else in the world. There is no Bet Midrash that can contain that light. Only the field, only the desert, only the places that are wide, like the Ofek, the flat. What?
Horizon.
Something that is infinity. Only there the light of Hashem Yitbarach can come down. And you're the vessel over there. There is no other vessels. Trees are not vessels. Flowers are not vessels. Nothing is a vessel. Only you that you're spreading your hands and you're begging, please, Ribono Shel Olam. And you confess on your mistakes and you're begging to Hashem Yitbarach, please teach me the truth. You can find the truth. For hours on hours you can learn sugiyot in the Gemara and not to find the truth in the end of that sugiyah, even if you learn him with the best rabbis of them all. With the best rabbis of them all that are going to teach you the sugiyah from the beginning till the end, and you're going to have something twisted in your mind and you will not going to have it. This is why Rabbeinu is saying that a man cannot be a real posek to say psak din la halacha lemaise if he's not a baal tefillah, if he doesn't have hours of prayers in the fields. Because to say the right psak, you have to have a siyata dishmaya, help from heaven. How are you going to tell if that witness is lying? If he forgot a certain detail, he doesn't know. And now they're bringing the trial into your table, and you need to decide. You need to say a psak, and he forgot. He forgot one small detail that is changing all of the picture. How are you going to say psak? Only if you're a baal tefillah, only if you're begging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu days and nights that you will not going to fail, that Hashem is going to illuminate your eyes, only then you're going to have the ability to say the real psak. The righteous people, all of the generations, you can hear stories and to see, read stories on righteous people that had light, the divine spirit, Ruach HaKodesh from heaven, that helped them not to mistake, not to say something wrong. And why? Only because they were crying to Hashem, because they were so humble, and Hashem saved them. And humility you cannot buy in the Beit Midrash. Humility you cannot buy in the Beit Midrash. You cannot. In the Beit Midrash, a man can stay arrogant. Can stay arrogant and to learn another sugya, and he sees that he's succeeding. And another sugya, and he finished one masechta and a second one. And he's continue. And he doesn't read Rashi in the second time that he's finishing Shas, because he remembers all Rashi. And then he doesn't need Tosfot. He can learn alone. And he's all alone with no Rashi, with no Tosfot. You cannot succeed. You don't have Siyata Dishmaya. Only when you're humble. Only when every time you're coming to the Gemara, you're learning like that I told you on Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv, every time that he was sitting to learn Gemara, he was learning every detail of the Limud. From the beginning until the end of the Sugya. And he wouldn't stop. He wouldn't jump to the next Sugya until he finished learning all of the verses. And then all of the Mishnayot on that. And then the Gemara Kedosha, and then the Mefarshim, the main Mefarshim, the main, the Mamad, the pillars of Limud Torah, Rishonim and Achronim, the first ones and the last ones, and then going to the Halacha, going to all of the ways of the Shulchan Aruch, until the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Poskim of this generation. And he was explaining the Gemara, how the Gemara is understandable by the Shita of the Rambam, and how the Gemara is still understandable by the Shita of the Rosh. And why, and every detail in detail. And he wouldn't drop the sugya until that it was all in front of his eyes. Clear. This is what it means, Limud Torah. That you're learning Torah to understand, to see Hashem. If you just learn to finish Masechta, 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 you don't have Hashem Yitbarach over there. Hashem is in the details. Hashem is in the small details. Hashem is between the lines. Hashem is between the lines. How many times a man cannot understand the sugya, and suddenly it's all clear. It was there before and he couldn't see it. Because Amar Rabbi Binyamin, Rabbi Binyamin said that all of Am Yisrael are bechinat sumin. They're in the aspect of blind people. They cannot see until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming and opening their eyes. Means that you can see it with your eyes open on top of the Gemara, days and nights. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will decide if to give you or not. You cannot understand because you're wise, because you're a genius. A lot of genius went to hell. And Doeg v'Achitofel, you think you're bigger than Doeg v'Achitofel? Doeg v'Achitofel, they were huge. No one was wiser than them. And they don't have a share in the world to come. Because they were genius. Because they felt they were high. That they have ability. They were succeeding. Because they wanted to achieve more and more. Amarti ech kema v'irechoka. When you're real wise men, you know that the wisdom is far from you. That Hashem is bigger than you. That all of the righteous people are bigger than you. Rabbi Natan said, I can give the explanation on the hardest Maharam Shif. Maharam Shif, it's one of the biggest genius, the Mefarshim, that had very strong questions and answers on the Gemara Kedoshah. Very, very hard to understand him. Rabbi Natan said, I can explain all of the Maharam Shif, but I cannot give an answer on a Jew. I cannot explain one Jew. A Jew has got a neshama. He's part of God. Take one part of God and put it in a box, and this is a Jew. Can you understand God? Like you cannot understand God, you cannot understand a Jew. A Jew is God. A Jew is neshama elokit. It's a soul from God. It's eternal soul. It's God. Remove all of the rest, chas v'shalom, of God. You have that one, it can grow back. It's a Jew, it's a soul, it's a neshama, it's infinity. You have a Jew, you have God. This is why we called Ama Netzach, the nation of infinity. No one can kill us. Of what?
Eternity.
Eternity. You cannot kill us. You cannot kill something that is immortal, something that is immortal, something that is nitzchi. You cannot kill it. You cannot. It's not in your hands. It's not in our hands. It's spiritual. Is above everything. And you need to believe that you're also like that. And before you're going to believe that you're also like that, you cannot do tshuva because you don't know who you are. Like the Rav Shalom explained it, Ayodayat Mekomo, that this is a term that a man should know his place before he's doing tshuva. And what it means to know his place? To know that he's got a soul. And in that moment that you know that you have a soul, then you're attached to Hashem Yitbarach. You don't need to do tshuva anymore. You and Hashem is one. Like Rabbeinu said, a man should pray with such an intention that he's going to say, Yiratzon milfanai. May it be my will. Means that he and Hashem is one. You know that he and Hashem is one. You cannot kill him. You cannot threat him. You cannot afraid him, push him, reject him. From nothing. He and Hashem is one. Me and Hashem are one. I am Hashem. And you should walk with that. And people that will not going to want you to do that and going to argue on that, your wife, your Yetzer Hara, your friends, your family, your parents, your rabbis, I don't know who, everyone going to argue with you. Everyone. Why? Because they're poor babies. They don't see that inside of themselves. They don't see that light. So they cannot understand that you're holding that light. How can it be that you're always happy? Why are you so happy? What's happened to you? I remember one father of one of the Avrichim came to the yeshiva, first time in his life. He was in the yeshiva, he was in Shabbat, in Shiur, in Shabbat, and he looked at the Rav, and everything was a wonderful Shiur of Shabbat. Right, it was a holiday or something, Sukkot, I don't know what, I think it was Sukkot. After the class, he went out, so it was the father of the wife, the father-in-law of that Avrich. And that Avrich asked him, no, you enjoy the Shiur? So he looked at him and told him, you don't catch it, right? He told him what? He said, your Rav is crazy. Your Rabbi is crazy. And you're all following him. And he's crazy. He's not normal at all. So he asked him why. He said, he's smiling with no reason. He couldn't see. He's smiling with no reason. He's crazy. You have to be crazy. He's smiling with no reason. Can you explain him that he's happy? To a man that is down in depression all of his life. He's so sad, depressed. He doesn't know what happiness means. You know, only on happiness of lust and desires. That is a stupid happiness that disappears after one moment, and this is it. And you're stuck with sadness and frustration for years after it, on every avon, on every sin, on every satisfaction. Every avon brings problems in Shlom Bayit, problems in Parnassah, problems in Limud HaTorah, problems in ability of Tefillah, and this is it. And your van goes out from the world empty, empty-handed, doesn't have nothing in his hand. A man that is attaching himself to Hashem, Anochi Esmach Hashem, I'm going to be happy with Hashem. Not at what that Hashem gives me. The fact that there is Hashem. Like the Noam Elimelech said, I don't want to have a share in the world to come. I don't want to have a reward. I don't want nothing. I want to be with you, Hashem. Just to be with you. This is it. For a man that lives that, in this world, like Yosef HaTzadik, that he was happy in the prison. In prison, in the most filthiest place in the world, he's dancing. Rashi is testifying on him that he was dancing and cheering for Hashem Yitbarach and so happy praising Hashem Yitbarach. And I asked Tarav Shalom, I told him, Harav, you're praising Yosef, but on what Yosef was so happy? He told me that there is Hashem in the world. This is the answer. On that Yosef was happy. Yosef was away from his family. Yosef was in prison. No one knew that he was there. He was between criminals. He wasn't married. He didn't have books to learn Torah. He didn't have time to do it but do it. He couldn't. It was a filthy place. He couldn't mention the name of Hashem Yitbarach even. No one would come and save him. His family, his brothers betrayed him. No future for Yosef HaTzadik. They judged him with no trial, just threw him into prison. Who are going to take him out? No hope for Yosef HaTzadik. And he's dancing. Why he's dancing? Rav Shalom is telling you. Because there is Hashem in the world. This is it. Hashem is here. Hashem is here. All good. This is it. What you need? What else you need? What you need? Money? What else you need? A wife? Children? What you need? When David HaMelech had a wife, she was laughing at him. When David HaMelech had money, people would blame him. When David HaMelech had children, they were chasing to kill him. What do you want? You want to be David HaMelech? Rav Shalom said once, choose which tzaddik you want to be like. Who you want to be like? You want to be like Abraham Avinu? Great, no problem. Need to throw you to the fire. Need to throw you out from the land that you grow. No connection to your families anymore. Actually, your father is going to throw you to the fire. And then you have to go years of poverty, of hunger, and then they're going to kidnap your wife. And then the first son that you're going to have, your wife going to rebuke you on the fact that you listen to her. And then that boy going to worship idols. And he's going to try to kill your son. And then after 37 years that you had your son, after that you were 100 when you received that son. Yes, don't forget that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to go and slaughter him on that mountain that you're going to see. When you need to take him, drag him in the desert. This is Avraham Avinu. Oh, so Avraham, it's too hard. Let's choose someone else. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, from the stomach he was being beaten already by his brother. Went out and all of his life he's been chased by his brother. And then he have to run away, to hide. And he cannot honor his family. And he's going to the house of Lavan. And on the way, already on the way, the son of Esav is taking from him. What was his name? Eliphaz, take everything from him and leave him only with his underpants, standing, nothing, didn't have nothing on him. No penny, broke, poor. And he's going, and over there they're cheating him, and after it, the punishment, the suffer that he had from Yosef, that they took his child, and more and more and more and more. And every tzaddik that you're going to choose, you're going to see that. You want to be like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you have to spend 12 years in a cave. Third after it, and then you're going out, and after you're going out they're telling you no, you haven't completed your time, you need to go another year buried until your neck in earth, eating only carobs, drinking only water, you and your son. This is it. You don't know what's going on in the world. No WhatsApp, no emails, nothing. All buried in the cave, fear of death 24/7 on his head. Every tzaddik and tzaddik. Rabbeinu said on himself that if he had a stick to hold between his teeth, he would break it because of the suffering that he had. Abal Shem Tov was suffering so many sorrows, so much, so many people were rebuking, chasing him. Disagreements, the machlokot that were in Abal Shem Tov was crazy. All of the righteous people. The secret of righteous people, that they're not dropping the will because of difficulties. Have to hold the will with two hands, not to give up. No matter what you're going to go through in your life, why do you care? This world is flying very fast, like a bird, like the shade of a bird that flies in a moment, and we're not here. And in while that moment is passing, we need to grab another mitzvah, another limud Torah, another hitbodedu, another little bit drop of faith with Hashem Yitbarach. And this is it. And especially us in the last generation, that we have those promises from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that was those promises weren't exist in other generations. They were not exist. Rabbeinu promised it only in the last 200 years to his followers. Don't worry. What you have to worry about, I'm going to take you out from hell. Rabbi Yochanan was crying on his deathbed that he thought maybe he's going to hell. Rabbi Yochanan, torch of fire, was crying on his deathbed that maybe we're going to go to hell. Maybe us. Rabbeinu said, if you're doing 1 hour, you better do it every day. 1 hour, what do you need to do in that 1 hour? To build buildings? No! You need to sit quiet with Hashem Yitbarach. Look, 60 minutes on the clock, on the watch. 60 minutes, this is it. Rabbeinu said, for sure you will not going to see the face of hell. No one ever promised promises like those. And Rabbeinu took witnesses. Rabbeinu made an oath. If you're going to come to the Tzion HaKadosh in Uman, you're going to say Tikkun HaKlali. And if a man just wants those things, Rav Shalom said last year and 2 years ago, and I heard Rav Berland said that also in Uman, that the people that came to Uman, they are there because of the merit of the ones that haven't came to Uman. The one that wanted, the one that prayed, that they want to come to Uman, and they haven't made it. Because of they have the merit. Because of their merit, we made it. We came to Uman. I remember that Arav Shalom said last year that Arav Berland wasn't in Uman. If Arav Berland wasn't in Uman, you're chasing after yourself. Arav Berland wasn't in Uman. And Arav Shalom said, people told him that Arav Berland is not there. He said, Arav Berland is 40,000 times here. Because each and every one of us here because of his merit. So it means that you can be in Uman even if you're not there. Because you have a merit. And if you gave a donation, a charity, a tzedakah to someone that went, so for sure that you're there. And if you want to be there, your will. Who is the man? The man is the thoughts. The man is the neshama. The soul is in the brain. The soul of the man is inside of his head. So in the place that you're heading, this is the main part of you. This is where you are. If a man looks like an avrech, but he's got filthy, filthy thoughts, so he's not an avrech. He's a filthy man with filthy thoughts. He can look very like $1 million avrech. But so what? Avrech Meshi. But the truth is that he's not Avrech at all. He's a filthy man that lives in a close to a Beit Midrash and spends his time making nonsense, money, I don't know what, in Beit Midrash, contaminating other people. And can be a man that he's got holy, holy, holy thoughts, and he's cleaning streets, he's selling fish, I don't know what. He's working as a gardener. What's the problem? And he can be a hidden tzaddik, one of the Lamed Vav even. You don't know. In the place that your thoughts are, this is where you are. So if in Rosh Hashanah you were in Uman, even if you were in prison, even if you were in the prison of Shlom Bayit, it doesn't matter. If your heart was in Uman, if your heart was with Rabbeinu, you were in Uman. You were in Uman, and you don't need to be worried about it. And you need to be happy with it. And a man that have a will, a man that believes in himself, means a man that believes that he's got a will. That man will never gonna fall to no sadness. No sadness, because he's happy that he wants Hashem. And that makes him happy. But I want Hashem, but you haven't made it. So why? It's not my job to succeed. My job is to want, and I want it. So I made it. When you have a soul, when you believe that you have a soul, so you believe that you're already connected to Hashem. You don't need to connect yourself. You and Hashem are one. Is one. Only one. There is Echad Hashem, one Hashem above, and one Hashem in this world. And this is it. And when you're canceling yourself to Hashem in Bach, you become to be one with Him. And then you don't care what you're going through, what you're not going through, what you achieved, what you haven't achieved yet. Hashem all going to give us, Bezat Hashem, complete faith. Thank you on everything. Amen.